Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello, hello, it's Garbled Twistery, and it is also the 1824 election, would you look at that? And we've gone through all the potential vice principals for this particular go-around. So now, we're gonna kick off the big boys, the genuine Game of Thrones factions. Okay, who's at bat for the Iron Throne? What? Smith Thompson? Never heard of him. Is he interesting? Probably not. But let's see how he swings, shall we? Smith Thompson was born in Bedelia, New York, and daddy was a bourgeois politician. So, of course, he went to Princeton or whatever and studied lawyer stuff with Clark Kent's grandpa, and his lawyer mentor didn't even like him. Quote, "This kid is an ignoramus. He's a total doofus. They don't pay me enough," unquote. Interestingly, our guy Mr. Thompson literally ended up replacing Clark Kent's grandpa and marrying the daughter of his mentor's best friend Gilbert. So take that, Super Gramps! But yeah, New York lets him fool around as an associate in the state Supreme Court. He even got to be a Victoria Justice there for like a couple years. Anyways, after having four kids, his first wife, Sarah, living in the stone, probably dies or something. I'm not totally sure what happened, but that's probably it. But anyways, he married her first cousin, Liz, and has like three more kids. But whatever. Why does this man think he's famous? Well, Prezzy Wezzy Man Ray did randomly toss him into the kitchen cabinet as the guy who takes care of the boats. And Smith over here, having helped in the founding of the National Vegetarian Bible Publishing Group Incorporated, thought that being a Navy secretary that would get elected president consisted of just giving everyone in the Navy a free Bible and calling it a day. I don't think that's gonna work. Nobody thinks that's gonna work. But hey, Man Ray's got a cushy little Supreme Court spot waiting for him if things don't work out. So why not go for the gold, right? If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, sour apple grape juice, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garbled Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus is about trading card games. Ain't they just neat? Anyways, next time, we're checking in on a dude we've totes talked about before. What's his name? Why, it's Mr. Play-Doh. What's he up to? Let's find out.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
National Vegetarian Bible Publishing Group Incorporated.